Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Hey, Gabe, sorry, it's Jake here. I missed your call.
Hey, no problem. So, unfortunately, they're requesting a couple items before funding. So we just need to see. I know this is going to be kind of troublesome for you because you might have to stop by the bank, but they want to see bank statements from July to February. So I sent you an email. We basically need July, August, November, and January.
Of last year?
Yeah, exactly. And then January of this year.
All right. Shouldn't I send that to you?
No. Because you sent me, I have September last year, I have October last year, I have December last year. But they're requesting, so I just requested, we just need 4 more months. It's July, August, November, or January. 2016 for January, and that's all in your email, your inbox there. And then
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, do you have the ability to go to your bank there and have them print those out for you sometime?
Yeah, I'm going to call them right as soon as I get off the phone with you. Okay. July, August, September, and October?
July, August, November, and January.
July, August, September.
Yeah, and I sent it to you in an email. I can even text it to you if that works, too.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, Tracy's off today. She had to go to the doctor's at 12 in Philly, so she's not here.
Okay, do you have your emails on your phone there?
Yeah, my email on my phone is Jake. No, it's my personal email. It's J, my first initial.
Okay.
My last name, MUSTPOREL. @gmail.com.
Okay, yeah, I'll send you that to you there on your phone so you have it. And then, yeah, you can just... And then they also ask for an aging AR report. Is that something you have access to?
No, Tracy would have to do it. This ain't going to happen. She's not back till tomorrow, so...
Okay. So do you think she'd be able to put that together tomorrow there?
I have no idea. I'll call her, when she gets in the office.
Okay. Yeah, and as soon as we get, these are the last, I was frustrated with them, like I'm sure you are, for requesting the SIR department there, but these are the last items they're requesting, so I'll forward this email to you so you have it there, and then, hopefully...
Wait, so they need both, they don't just need the bank statement, they need the other stuff too, right?
They just need the 4 bank statements and then just an aging AR report, which is like a just accounts receivable report. And, I'll put that in the email to you. I know it's a little frustrating,
Listen, like I said, she's off today. She's not in until tomorrow till 11 o'clock, so I'm not even going to waste my time with this anymore. I'll let her do it. If we can do this, we can do it. If not, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I understand. I understand there, and I will, I tried to get them to wipe away these stipulations, but there's just the final request that I thought it was all going to be wrapped up. So, I'll forward that email to you. I'll talk to Tracy tomorrow when she's in the office, and hopefully we can get this finalized for you.
Okay. Yeah. Because I talked to both women in New York, and it seemed like everything was okay, but I guess not, so...
Yeah, so everything is okay. They're just doing their due diligence, I guess, and they just want a couple more items. Sorry, I know it's kind of, the going back and forth, it gets old. I do apologize. But, I'll get that sent off to you. I'll talk to Tracy tomorrow as well, and I'll let you know what the few bank statements we need, if you can pick those up. All right, Jake?
Sorry. I'll call the bank now, and I'll have them print those out for me.
Okay.
So she'll have them tomorrow, and then the rest of the other stuff, if she can do that for you.
It sounds good. And then that'll be it. Yeah, and that'll be it for sure. All right, Jake. So I'll forward you that email I just sent to you in the office there. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.